Friends, it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass.
He rode easy in the saddle, he was tall and lean, and you might have thought nothing but a streak of mean could make a man look so downright strong, but one look in his eyes and you know just wrong. He was a mountain of a man, and I want you to know he could preach hot hell or freezing snow. He carried his Bible in a canvas sack, folks just called him the Reverend Mr. Black. He was poor as a beggar, but he rode like a king. Sometimes in the evening I'd hear him sing, I gotta walk that lonesome valley, I gotta walk it by myself. Nobody else can walk it for me, I gotta walk it by myself. If ever I thought that man in black was soft and had any yellow up his back, I give that notion up the day a lumberjack come in, and it wasn't to pray. He kicked open the meeting house door and he cussed everybody up and down the floor. Then when things got quiet in the place, he walked up and cussed in the preacher's face. He hit that reverend like the kick of a mule. Now my way of thinking, it took a pure fool to turn the other cheek to that lumberjack. But that's what he did, the Reverend Mr. Black. He stood like a rock, a man among men, and let that timber giant hit him again. And then with a voice as kind as could be, he cut him down like a big oak tree when he said,
You gotta walk
that lonesome valley. You gotta walk it by yourself. Nobody else can walk it for you. You gotta walk it by yourself. It's been many a year since we had to part, and I guess I learned his ways by heart. I can still hear his sermons ring down in the valley where he used to sing. I followed him, yes sir, and I don't regret it, and I hope that I'll always be a credit to his memory, cause I want you to understand the Reverend Mr. Black was my old man. And I've gotta walk,
I gotta walk
that lonesome valley. I gotta walk myself. Nobody else can walk it for me. I gotta walk it by myself. I gotta walk.
Well, friends, I hope you're having a great day. If not, what a better way to start it than by listening to the Gospel Trail. Tex Ritter, one of the greats in country music, opening today's program with the Reverend Mr. Black. Tex came from Merivale, Texas, and he left us on January the 2nd, 1974, at age 68. And some of the songs that Tex is known for are I Dreamed of a Hillbilly Heaven, High Noon, and Just Beyond the Moon. Tex also starred in 74 Western movies. The late John Ritter from Three's Company was his son, and actor Jason Ritter is his grandson. Another grand old Opry great, Porter Wagner's up next. Porter charted his first recordings in 1954, and he put 81 songs on Billboard's country music charts. And 29 of those songs were in the top 10, and 14 out of those 29 were duets with Dolly Parton. He only had 3 number one songs, A Satisfied Mind, Misery Loves Company, and a duet with Dolly titled Please Don't Stop Loving Me. And Porter's going to sing The Legend of the Big Steeple. After Porter Wagner, it's Johnny Horton with The Church by the Side of the Road. Here's those two great artists.
There's a legend about a church in our town. The steeple's so high it's seen for miles around. Look on the hill and you'll realize The steeple's too big for the church's size. It seems it was a long time ago when this church had no steeple, just four walls and a roof overhead sheltered the humble people. But the money was short, 'cause the times were bad. They had to get along on what they had. Just good, simple people praying for a steeple. Bum. About this time when spring was near, bum, a man of wealth and his sweetheart dear, bum, made their plans for the bells to ring. They would wed on the first of spring. So this man of wealth and his true love dear named the wedding hour. They would wed in the little church, the one that had no tower. But he was a kind and generous man. He told his true love of his plan. I'll build a steeple for these good people. Yes, they'll have their steeple. The bells there will ring. They'll ring for our wedding on the first day of spring. But they say death comes like a thief, and soon his heart was filled with grief. 1 week before the wedding day, he learned his love had passed away. In spite of his grief and broken heart, he kept a promise given. I'll build a steeple, so my love, and hear the bells in heaven. And then he built a steeple grand, the tallest one in all the land. That's how the people got their steeple. Well, that is the reason the steeple is so high, and why the bells ring louder when springtime.
Mama taught for the Lord. Granny took me to Sunday school, to the church by the side of the road. And I'ma tell you, my Jesus came from the Golden City to the church by the side of the road. This church, it wasn't modern, it was built of log and clay, but you could see my Jesus there as we knelt down to pray. And I'ma tell you,
I'm telling you,
my Jesus came from the Golden City to the church by the side of the road. Well, time has came between us and the years have come and gone. I'm leaving here tomorrow, I've been away too long. I'm telling you, I'm going back to see my Jesus in the church by the side of the road.
Johnny Horton with The Church by the Side of the Road, and I'll tell you more about that song in a minute. Johnny Horton was a very nice man. He was a believer, and under no circumstances would he say a curse or a swear word. He also believed he would die from the hands of a drunk. On November the 4th, 1960, he played the Skyline Club in Austin, Texas. When he got there, he stayed in his dressing room. Johnny told his band members that he felt, if he went near the bar, a drunk would kill him. However, he did get through that performance, and he left the Skyline Club, and he was behind the wheel headed to Shreveport, Louisiana, to see his wife, Billie Jean. His manager and bass player, Tillman Franks, was also in the front seat. Guitarist Tommy Tomlinson was in the back. It was 2 a.m. near Milano, Texas, when Johnny was crossing a bridge. A truck came out of the fog, bounced from one side of the bridge to the other. Then it hit Johnny's Cadillac head-on. Johnny was pulled from behind the wheel, and he died en route to the hospital. And the driver of the truck was a 19-year-old university student, and he was drunk. The Church by the Side of the Road is the only gospel song that Johnny Horton ever recorded, and there's a line in it that mentions a drunk, and what a coincidence. It was found on Johnny's home tape recorder after he died. Originally, it was just Johnny and his guitar, and Columbia Records overdubbed it with instrumentation and the voices of the great Jordanaires. And here's something to think about. At the time when Johnny was killed, he was married to Hank Williams's widow, Billie Jean. And the last official place that Hank Williams played was the Skyline Club in Austin, Texas, on December the 19th, 1952. And Hank Williams was soon dead after that performance. Well, friends, prior to Johnny Horton, it was the late Porter Wagoner with the legend of the Big Steeple from his 1969 LP, Country Feeling. Friends, next we have the Wilburn Brothers with a live recording, one titled The Legend of the Big River Train. The story of a man wrongly convicted, but he finally gets to go home. And it's from a live recording they issued back in 1966, on the Decca recording label. It's the Wilburn Brothers with the legend of the Big River Train.
In the land of the Ponderosa Pine, there runs a giant eight-wheeler known as the Big River Train. Just before she disappears into the forest, she passes a prison where many a convict has dreamed of riding her rails to freedom. I'd like to tell you a story as it was told to me. It's called The Legend of the Big River Train.
Keep that eight-wheel driver rolling, let her lonesome whistle whine, for it tells the world a story as it whistles through the pines. In the death car lies a convict with a number for his name, and he's going home this morning on that old Big River Train.
Well, they brought him to this prison 20 years ago this date, changed his name into a number, then he became my prison mate. Somehow I knew he wasn't guilty from the very day he came. Yet, they brought him to this prison on that old Big River Train. We became the best of buddies, side by side through thick and thin. Then one night he told his story, how he was framed by evil men. Men who bought and bribed a jury, seeking only selfish gain. They sent an honest man to prison, condemned him to a life of shame. Many times I've heard him tell me, when he'd hear that whistle blow,
that same old train that brought me here, pal, is gonna take me home, I know. I'll ride it back to my home country, and there I'll clear my honest name.
Well, they shipped him back this morning on that old Big River Train. But he's gone to meet his maker in a land that's bright and new. Gone to claim a peace and freedom that heaven knows was overdue. of a crime he wasn't guilty, just the victim of a frame. Yes, he came, and now he's leaving on that old Big River train.
Yes, he's going home this morning on that old Big River train.
The Wilburn Brothers with the legend of the Big River Train. And friends, that's always been one of my favorite songs. Friends, if you were listening close to that one, right near the end, you would have heard Doyle Wilburn as he was about ready to break down in tears. He certainly put a lot of emotion into that song. Doyle Wilburn left us in 1982, and he was only 52 years old. Brother Teddy left us in 2003 at age 71. Roy Acuff discovered the Wilburn Brothers in 1940, and he brought them to the Grand Ole Opry. Doyle was 10 and Teddy was 9, but due to federal child labor laws, they were forced to leave the Opry. 10 years later, the Wilburn Brothers made their way back to the Grand Ole Opry, and they were regulars there for many years. Friends, next is Gord Nicholson and guest Kim Partington from their CD that they titled Homespun. And I understand that Gord is my third cousin. His grandmother was Mary Jane Pauley, and my grandmother was Henrietta Pauley. And the number was requested by yet another third cousin. I think Gord said, that makes us a cuz of a cuz's cousin, or something like that. Gord recorded his CD back around 2007, and Gord Nicholson is originally from Upper Cape, New Brunswick, and he lives in Stony Creek, Ontario. He's a self-taught dobro player, and he was inspired by one of the best, the great Josh Graves. In 2003 and 2004, Gord won the Central Canadian Bluegrass Dobro Awards. He also was a member of the high-energy group Whitewater Bluegrass. After Gord Nicholson, it's one of my recordings, The Muddy Sea of Sin. Here's Gord Nicholson and Kim Partington with a great song, He Called My Name.
How I long to meet my Savior on the cross, He bore my shame.
Thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
just drifting along on the muddy sea of sin, knowing not the fate awaiting me. My loved ones were gone, and my friends had turned me down, and I was just a drifter on life's sea. Then somewhere above that old sea of sin and shame, I heard a sweet voice call my name. I knew it was my Savior, the one who died for me. Jesus had taken all my blame. Caught in the tide, I was carried farther out in that old sea of sin, searching for the dreams I'd hoped to find. Then somewhere above that old sea of sin and shame, I heard a sweet voice call my name. I knew it was my Savior, the one who died for me. Jesus had taken all my blame. I heard a sweet voice call my name. I knew it was my Savior, the one who died for me. Jesus had taken all my blame. Yes, Jesus had taken all my blame.
Well, friends, that was me singing The Muddy Sea of Sin. And that's from my CD, The Little Country Church, one that I recorded several years ago with Ray Legere. Ray Legere did the mandolin and the fiddle and the guitar in that song. That was written by Frankie Bales from the Bales Brothers. The Bales Brothers were big back in the 1940s. When Hank Williams arrived at the Louisiana Hayride, in Shreveport, Louisiana in 1948, the Bales Brothers were there, and they wrote a lot of great songs, especially a lot of great gospel songs. They wrote Dust on the Bible. And folks, prior to the Muddy Sea of Sin, you heard Gord Nicholson from Stony Creek, Ontario, with He Called My Name. Gord had help from Kim Partington on that song, and his CD is called Homespun. And I see there's 14 songs on a CD. This next segment goes out to Burt McQuaid. This Old House was written by Stuart Hamlin. There's a really interesting story behind this great song, and here's the voice of the writer himself, Stuart Hamlin, to tell us the story behind this old house.
Some years back, when I was on a hunting trip way up in the High Sierra mountain range, I had a rather strange thing happen to me. It was a cold, and I do mean a cold day. I'd ridden my horse up over a big ridge and was letting him blow a bit, and I happened to look away off down in a wild, desolate-looking valley, and I could see an old log cabin. Well, I was about in the mood to freeload somebody off a cup of coffee, so I rode my horse down toward the place. But when I rode up, I was rather disappointed because it looked like there was nobody living there. I could see the front door had been blown down, kind of like it'd been wrestling with a storm. In fact, it was a lonely-looking place. I was just about to ride on when I got a big surprise. An old hound dog came staggering out of that old cabin and just real wearily like lay down on the porch. Now, I know a dog will not long remain at a deserted place, but if his master is in that place, he'll stay there till he starves to death, and this dog looked like he wasn't far from doing that. Because that old dog was there, and because there was no smoke coming out of that chimney, that place might have looked deserted, but I knew it wasn't. This dog was telling me a story, and I thought to myself, there's something wrong here. The thought hit me with a foreboding premonition. There was a man there somewhere. I swung down off my horse, walked up to the porch, and that old dog wearily got up and started slowly back into the house, same as to say, come on, I'll lead you to him. I stepped over the old door that was caved in. It was dark in the old house, and I couldn't see anybody about. I saw the old dog standing over by another door, walked over and opened it, and I saw him. A little old man on a couch. As I walked up closer, I could see that he had snow on his chest. Snow that had sifted in through a broken window pane above him. I don't know how long the old man had been dead. He just looked like he was asleep. His old dog came up and began to whine. Now and then he'd look up to me with a pleading look, same as say, can't you do something to help him? Then I happened to notice shabby window curtains that would sway back and forth every time the wind came through that broken window. A man's not going to put up window curtains in a cabin that's at least 20 miles from the nearest road. A man won't do that. A woman had hung up those curtains. I began to wonder what had happened to her. I turned and walked back out into the yard and sat down on a fallen tree. I noticed there wasn't any snow on that tree. Perhaps a storm had recently visited the mountains and blown it over. As I looked around, I could see a little toy wagon way up under the porch. A wagon that only had three wheels. And I wondered, where were the children that once played with that broken wagon? I can't explain it, but I reached in my coat pocket and got a little paper sack out, and I thought I'd like to paint a word picture of that place. I began the lyrics with, this old house once knew my children. This old house once knew my wife. Well, you know the rest of the story. This old house was a song hit of seven different countries at the same time, but I don't think that anyone ever got the true meaning that I intended the song to convey. You see, I wrote it to be a sad song. And when I made the first recording, I did it that way. But then the recording industry said, oh, Stuart, you're all wrong. To be a hit, it's got to have a real bounce to it. Well, not long ago, I was up in our attic and happened to run across that first old tape recording that I'd made. Perhaps if you listen to it, you can get the true meaning that I wanted the song to have. You see, most people thought the song was just about a poor, lonely prospector and his half-dead dog that had cashed in their blue chips way up high in the Sierra Mountains during a wild storm. But that wasn't it at all. The song was about two houses. The house that's made of mud, brick, and wood, and stone that a man builds. And the other house, the mortal house. The house that the maker of men has loaned to the man for such a short, short time.
This old house once knew my children. This old house once knew my wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many a shout. Now she trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about. But ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges or to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is getting shaky. This old house, it's getting old. This old house lets in the rain. This old house lets in the cold. On my knees I'm getting chilly, but I feel no fear nor pain, 'cause I see an angel peeking through a broken window pane. But I ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges or to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints. My old hound dog lies asleep. He don't know I'm gonna leave. Else he'd wake up by the fireplace. He'd just sit there and howl and grieve. But my hunting days are over. We ain't going hunting anymore. Gabriel done brought in my chariot when the wind blew down the door. But I ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this old house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges or to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints.
This old house once knew my children. This old house once knew my wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now she trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges. Not a mend no window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is a-getting shaky. This old house is a-getting old. This old house lets in the rain. This old house lets in the cold. Oh, my knees, I'm getting chilly. But I feel no fear of pain, 'cause I see an angel peeking through a broken window pane.
Ain't gonna need
this house, the longer and you're gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to all the hinges, not to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'm getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is afraid of thunder. This old house is afraid of storms. This old house just groans and trembles when the night wind flings its arms. This old house is getting feeble. This old house is needing paint. Just like me, it's tuckered out, but I'm getting ready to meet the saints.
Ain't you gonna need this house no longer, ain't you gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to all the hinges, not to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'm getting ready to meet the saints. Now my old hound dog lies asleep and he don't know I'm gonna leave. Else he'd wake up by the fireplace and he'd sit there and howl and grieve. But my hunting days are over, ain't gonna hunt the coon no more. Gabriel Dunn brought in my chariot when the wind blew down the door.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, not to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'm getting ready to meet the saints.
Ready to meet the saints.
Stuart Hamlin with two versions of This Old House. And Stuart neglects to tell you that there were two men on horseback when they came across that old cabin in the mountains. It was the great cowboy actor John Wayne who was with them. And a few years ago, when I was in Iowa, my wife Myrna and I, along with Hank Williams historian Bob Gardner, visited the home that John Wayne was born in. John's real name was Marion Robert Morrison, and he was born in Winterset, Iowa. John weighed 13 pounds at birth, and he grew up to be 6 feet 4 inches high, and he weighed 250 pounds. Friends, Harry Haynes from Mount Watley, New Brunswick, has a CD available, and it's called Vintage Country. There's 12 great songs on Harry's CD. Harry's a great vocalist. Here's Harry Haynes with Christy Lane's One Day at a Time. And after Harry Haynes, it's the man himself, Mr. George Longard, with one of Albert E. Brumley's great gospel songs, I'll Fly Away.
I'm only human, I'm just a man. Help me believe in all I could be and all that I can. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, that it's worse now than then. pushing and shoving, crowding my mind. So for my sake, Lord, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email requests.ca@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
Life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. Has flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Joy never ends.
George Longard, host of the George Longard Country Music Hour, and that's coming up right after the Gospel Trail. George just did the great song, I'll Fly Away. Before George, it was Harry Haynes from Mount Watley, New Brunswick, with One Day at a Time. And don't forget, friends, whenever you see Harry's CD, Vintage Country, be sure to pick one up. Well, friends, it's Country Bill Huey. The song is called My Anchor Holds, and it's off of Bill's CD, Across the Bridge. After Country Bill Huey, it's a Mac Wiseman number. The lyrics are pretty catchy in this one. It's called The Preacher and the Bear. Well, friends, here's Country Bill Huey from Truro with one titled My Anchor Holds.
While sailing on the sea of Galilee one summer's day, a mighty wind tossed their boats, but then the Lord stretched forth his loving hand. Peace be still was his command. The wind obeyed and the sea was calm again. Sometimes it seems that this old world is like a raging storm. The wind and waves come crashing down on me. But when it seems all hope is gone, he whispers, child, you're not alone. I'll safely guide you through your every need. My anchor holds, even though my ship is battered. My anchor holds, even though the sails are torn. In the midst of the storm-tossed sea, Jesus safely pilots me. My anchor holds in spite of the storm. So if it seems your hopes and dreams are dashed upon the rocks, and the tide of desperation's coming in, just put your trust in Christ alone. His guiding hands will lead you home. The Rock of Ages can be your dearest friend. My anchor holds, even though is battered. My anchor holds, even though the sails are torn. In the midst of the storm-tossed sea, Jesus safely pilots me. My anchor holds, in spite of the
preacher went out hunting. It was on one Sunday morn, and although it was against his religion, he took his gun along. He shot himself some very fine quail and one little measly hare. And on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. The bear marched out in the middle of the road, right up to the preacher, you see. The preacher got so excited that he climbed up a simmon tree. The bear sat down upon the ground, the preacher climbed out on a limb, cast his eyes to the Lord in the skies, and these words he said to him. Oh Lord, you delivered Daniel from the lion's den. Also delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace for the good book to declare. And now, oh Lord, if you don't help me, for goodness sake, don't you help that bear. The preacher stayed up in that tree, I think it was all night. He said, oh Lord, if you don't help me, you're gonna see one awful fight. About that time the limb let go and the preacher came a-tumbling down. You ought to see him get his razor out before he hit the ground. He hit the ground cutting right and left, he put up a very game fight. Then the bear hugged that preacher and he squeezed him a little too tight. The preacher lost his razor, but the bear held on with a vim. He cast his eyes to the Lord in the skies and these words he said to him. Oh Lord, you delivered Daniel from the lion's den. Also delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace for the good book to declare. Now, oh Lord, if you don't help me, for goodness sake, won't you help that bear? Now, oh Lord, if you don't help me,
Lordy, don't you help that bear?
Mac Wiseman with the preacher and the bear. And that old preacher sure had to do some fast moving around that bear. Prior to Mac Wiseman, it was Country Bill Huey from Truro with My Anchor Holds.
Hello, we're the Markham family. I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of blackland dirt. We'd get together in a family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother would join right in there,
singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother would join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for Country Mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there,
'cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there,
'cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed the Gospel Trail today. The Gospel Trail is heard right here over CFTA 107.9 out of Amherst, Nova Scotia. It airs Sunday mornings at 9, and they re-air the Gospel Trail Monday evenings at 6 p.m. Friends, out of all the country music performers in the world, Buck Owens rates number 12. Buck put 85 songs on Billboard's country music charts, and 21 made it all the way to number 1. And out of those 85 songs, 47 were in the top 10. Buck came from Sherman, Texas, and he left us in 2006 at age 76. And I'm sure we'll not forget songs like Together Again, Act Naturally, I've Got a Tiger by the Tail, Love's Gonna Live Here, My Heart Skips a Beat, Sam's Place, Waiting in Your Welfare Line, and many, many more. Buck Owens is asking us the question, would you be ready if Jesus came today? Here's the great Buck Owens.
There are lots of part-time Christians living around us every day. 6 days for earthly pleasure, leaving one day off to pray. Could they stand and face the Savior if this was the judgment day? Would they be ready if Jesus came today? Would you be ready if Jesus came today? Would you be ready to follow in His way? Would He take you by the hand, or would He have you turn away? Would you be ready if Jesus came today? Well, it tells us in the Bible just exactly what to do. You better read it, brother, it's meant for me and you. Better have your answer ready if today should be the day. Would you be ready if Jesus came today? Would you be ready if Jesus came today? Would you be ready to follow in His way? Would He take you by the hand, or would He have you turn away? Would you be ready if Jesus came today?
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.